This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It's official. The United States is being broken into pieces. The Pentagon has openly declared war on the American people and all Trump supporters, labeling us Nazis, so they, the Captain America, smash us. There are now hundreds of current and former CIA desk jockeys, analysts, posing for mainstream TV, showing their CIA badges and holding their finger up to their earpieces with sunglasses on, saying they're coming to kill us. This is unbelievable. And it doesn't scare me. It scares me for this country. What a bunch of poser, punk losers. And, of course, who do they hate? The men that are left in the military that are patriots. Soon to be replaced by robots. That's why they got the army wearing red high heels. That's why they put the transgender in. It's why they do everything they can to wreck the military, because they want to dominate everything that was America, even though it's the source of their power. And they've captured America. They run America. They didn't steal the election. They took it by force. This morning, I was reading over Infowars.com, and I saw a link in a story to a Gateway Pundit article. Then I went to the actual Time Magazine article itself, and it was incredibly staggering. And just as we're going live here, we're about to post the live feed, show feed, and I'd like to show that on screen so we can read you one quote out of this. But in this article, the secret history of the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election, they say in there that it was a conspiracy of big money and big corporations in both parties to, quote, remove Trump and install Biden. Think about that. That's what supervillains do. They like to rub things in. And so if you go to the live show page that we post every day, usually it's just a few comments, a few links in the live feed, audio and video. But today we've added an article and some links to it. You can go read this for yourself. But this is called rubbing it in. And that's what they do. They admit they steal it, and they say, oh, but it was fair and square, but this is how we did it. An alliance between left-wing activists and business titans. And they go on to say, made sure that Trump was removed and Biden installed. That's a quote, ladies and gentlemen. And it gets even more interesting. Another big article from GatewayPundit.com. Exclusive, the TCF Center election fraud in Michigan. Newly discovered video shows late-night deliveries after it was officially closed, with cardboard over the windows, of tens of thousands of illegal ballots 8 hours after deadline. In the still of the night, you hear the wolf owl, honey, sniffing around your door. In the still of the night, you hear the wolf owl, honey, telling me I gotta have more votes. And this is all the total proof. But, oh, the Pentagon's watching you. The FBI's watching you, America. You don't talk about election fraud while you're a local talk show host. That's not allowed. Who said? Biden said. We're inside the dystopia now. And the globalists are simply moving to mop up what's left of America. And they're set to pass legislation to register all guns and put you under the ATF and the Justice Department, no judge, no jury, where they can just take anybody's guns they want. And it's all official. They're now about to have a rule change in the ATF. Again, that's dictatorial, saying that basically any gun part is a firearm. They're moving towards that existential battle they want to have with us. Licking their chops. They didn't make it racial, even though it's not. It's a globalist foreign Chi-Com takeover. Very, very sad. And the Pentagon is completely captured by traitors at the top. Yes, the storm's here. Wasn't the storm you thought it would be, though, is it? No, it's the New World Order storm, and it's here. We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com, and as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies. And it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of. And you know you're getting good food at a very good price. And you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there. Water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide on this February 5th, 2021 transmission. And we are now 15 days into the reign of the skeleton king, Joe Biden, installed. Big article out of Time Magazine, a big celebratory how they did it. Kind of like when Hillary came to Libya and she said, I came, I saw, he died. Rubbing it in, Time Magazine reveals how elites stole election from Trump. Time Magazine admits there was, quote, a conspiracy to remove Trump and install Biden. Criminals love to brag, but it's always their undoing. Join us today, which you're now doing, and spread the word. Simply amazing. And they bragged that, oh, outside of law, they got states through governors to change the rules so they could have all the dead people vote. It's a big celebration of how they worked as good criminals together and how proud they are. Here's the article. The secret history of the shadow campaign that saved 2020 election, the installation. We've got new footage of the van showing up 8 hours before the deadline at 3 a.m., 4 a.m. Everybody else was locked out. And the police were there with their guns ready to make sure those special ballots got in there and JoJo won. So that's just one of the stacks we're going to be going over today. Let me just tell you about the others before I drill back into this in more detail. Here's another big one. Nationalfile.com. Medical examiners reportedly say Capitol cop did not die from extinguisher attack, but a heart attack 2 days earlier. And CNN's been forced now to change the fine print and actually admit that. So the greatest terror attack, bigger than Pearl Harbor, bigger than 9/11. That's what Chuckie Schumer said, just the ultimate in evil. 200 people go in, maybe 15 get in fights. The others are inside the velvet ropes. This was like Godzilla firing his heat ray in Tokyo. I mean, just unbelievable. And the left that hates police, normally they celebrate when cops get killed. I mean, even CNN's Will Blitzer said, well, you know, the cops need to be more responsive and people stop shooting them en masse. Remember that like 5 years ago? The Black Lives Matter? Well, oh, they're so worried about this officer now. Oh, my goodness. We need 30,000 troops permanently. We need the CIA to take out the insurgency, to kill us. Hell, I got a clip coming up next segment where they actually say, use drones on us if we don't wear masks. You're like, oh, that's a joke. No, no, the left is spoiling for a fight. So they wanted our guns the whole time. Exclusive FBI visited home of Trump supporter who was working in D.C. but did not even attend the rally. Wow, they're letting everybody know. We're watching you, every move you make, every breath you take. And here's another big article. ex-CIA officers and current ones compare Capitol protesters to Al-Qaeda, call for counterinsurgency tactics, including killing them, like this old lady. Kill, kill, kill. Get up and kill, Marine. But these guys never kill anybody. It's why they're busting after this war. It's all analysts. But then you order the killings. And I guess when the Green Berets aren't wearing their red high heels or learning how to be transgender, I guess they'll probably follow those orders and come kill the American people. It'll be easy the first few they kill, but it'll just get a lot harder after that. Won't go too well. But I have a feeling all those military people actually aren't going to take part in this. Will they take part in killing Grandma? Will they feel like big men? Will they stand over her body full of holes? Maybe she'll have to be tortured. Maybe we can put her in like a little bury her alive for a few hours till she tells us where the weapons are. We'll beat those dirty Americans, just like those Vietnamese, just like those Afghans. We'll beat them. We'll beat them. Don't worry, with our red high heels on. And it's all part of degrading the military for the post-human system. Oh, all these big articles. There's so many articles I can't keep track of. This morning I shouldn't have done it. I spent like 45 minutes reading articles where Roger Stone and I are the masterminds of the Capitol debacle. Of course, the left are so stupid that they don't even understand. Why would we have the motive to make ourselves look like fools, you boobies? Unbelievable. Meanwhile, Senate Dems pushed through $1.9 trillion stimulus blueprint as Harris casts her first tiebreaker. Trump says he won't testify at impeachment trial, denying Democrats' request to answer questions. And I've got his letter here when he resigned out of FAG. Well, that's what they call it in Team America, out of SAG. You got to love this letter, so I'm gonna get to that coming up. And continuing, the left is calling the Capitol riot an insurrection and a coup for a good reason, Town Hall writes, because that's what they are, is an insurrection and a coup against the country's very existence, mostly peaceful violence and dueling, double standards. We're going to look at that. Laura Ingraham says Biden defense chief starting ideological and un-American purge of the U.S. military. When they say white supremacists, they mean white people. When they say white supremacists, they mean Christians. When they say white supremacists, they mean pro-America. And if the military is simply aware of this at the lower ranks and unifies, this could be a teaching moment. And if they don't take the bait, same group that wants you to wear red high heels and tells you America sucks, is openly on the payroll of a consortium of multinational corporations in the process of bringing this country down, just like they're doing every other country. And later we'll look at India going under Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. They've been stubbornly fighting being consolidated and bankrupted as small farmers and business owners. And they're the model of victory, just like the town grocery store in Naples, Florida, where there's no law, you got to wear a mask. And that there's regulations that if you say you have anxiety or medical condition, you don't have to wear it. But all these corporations want to enforce it. Well, now they're all mad that this one store isn't doing it, just like the Trump rallies weren't. It is a beautiful sight. That is all coming up in great detail and all the different hyperventilating by Shep Smith and the rest of it. It's going to be one hell of a transmission today. We're going to go to break here in a moment, and we're going to come back and plow into this first big story, the incredible deception of these people. When I see an article about AOC Smollett, I think, oh, but didn't Hillary do that? Didn't Brian Williams do that? And now Joe Biden's done it, saying he was shot at and shot down in helicopters and everything. So we'll play some clips of these famous liars. Just remember what scum they are, as they work for the communist Chinese to shut down our industry. Separately, though, ladies and gentlemen, please do not forget that we are listener-supported. I'm very, very thankful for your support, and we have great products in this critical time for you and your family to enrich your life. My dad developed, he's a retired dentist, very high-quality activated charcoal concentrated toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get it at DrJonesNaturals.com and find a lot of other great products, including some, I misspoke yesterday, that we don't have at InfoWarsStore.com. There's three or four products that we don't have that are actually for sale at DrJonesNaturals.com, and he is a sponsor of this broadcast to keep us on air as we try to diversify. So DrJonesNaturals.com, DrJonesNaturals.com, or InfoWarsStore.com for the activated charcoal toothpaste. It really is high quality. It really is concentrated. It doesn't have the additives or the fillers or the aspartame or the fluoride. It's just really good. InfoWarsStore.com. It is proprietary. And separately, Rocket Rest. Hey, if you love Knockout, InfoWarsStore.com, Rocket Rest is even stronger. Some people like 50-proof whiskey. Some people like 100-proof. And that's basically the allegories there. This is Mike Tyson versus Floyd Mayweather. They're both two different deals. I like them both, but Rocket Rest is really strong. Blast off to sleep. Blast off in the morning when you wake up. Rocket Rest. Rocket off into the wild blue yonder of infinity while you sleep. InfoWarsStore.com, 100% reviews. All right, we'll be back in the battle for the Republic.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Like water suddenly boils at a certain temp, boom, you're in boiling water. And then it starts boiling over. And if you look at the world, it's going over the edge into a forced, artificial global collapse out of which they're planning to build their new world order. So first, what I want to hit here is the total lies of the Democrats and the globalists and how they've set the standard now to be rewarded for lying. AOC can't stop lying. Now claims Trump supporters planted bombs in D.C., even though no one knows who did plant the two what looked like fake pipe bombs. But here's what's interesting. She knew she was in another building. She knew she wasn't there. She knew there weren't children in the facility she went to on the Texas border. She knew they weren't drinking out of toilets. The brand new stainless steel sinks. She's an actress. She's a front person like Greta Thunberg, maybe a little smarter. Greta's autistic. But when you look at that, this is par for the course with Hillary, Brian Williams, Jesse Smollett, Biden now. So let's play this clip of AOC, and then we'll show you the latest clip yesterday. Biden saying he's been in combat. I know, I was there with him. We both got Congressional Medal of Honor. Here it is.
I jump into my bathroom, and I close the door, and I just keep hearing bang, bang, bang. I open the door when all of a sudden I hear that whoever was trying to get inside got into my office, and I just hear, where is she? Where is she? And this was the moment where I thought everything was over.
That's Ted Cruz coming to the door.
I mean, I thought I was going to die.
That was a Democrat Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, her dramatic recounting of her experience in her office during the U.S. Capitol riots last month. But critics and lawmakers are accusing her now of exaggerating that story, pointing out that she was not even in the Capitol building at the time, but in the Cannon office building across from the Capitol.
But they would never steal an election, ladies and gentlemen, even though they now brag about it in Time Magazine in a huge, giant report. Okay, we'll be going over coming up later in the hour. Let's now move along to Joe Biden. You didn't know he was a combat vet? Never in the military? Yeah, he was shot at, too. You know, they admit the story isn't true. He had to admit it years ago. Doesn't matter, because here's the difference. When AOC got exposed the last 2 days, Paul Watson did a whole report on it. It's on InfoWars.com. When it came out she was lying about being attacked or even being in fear, she then went and said, report everyone on Twitter saying this, and Twitter banned thousands of people saying you cannot criticize her. And Snopes said it was true that she was under attack and that we were liars. That's right. It's all about rubbing your face in it. So I guess I'll get to the point. You talk about Smollett being a liar, or Smollier, as a lot of folks call him. Here is Joe Biden, the war hero.
Not only have great intellectual capacity, you have great personal courage. I've been with some of you when we've been shot at. I've been with some of you when we've been in places that you would not have any idea you'd want to be when you were going to school foreign policy and foreign service. They never told you what that was going to happen. But you're an incredible group of individuals.
Well, there you go. It's Rambo. Five-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, 14 Silver Stars, 90 combat tours. Ladies and gentlemen, if you disagree with that, you are a white supremacist. Oh, so let's talk about Hillary. She said that she was in Bosnia-Herzegovina and the Balkans, and that she was shot at. But apparently they had footage of her landing, and there was no one shooting at her, no firing anywhere in the area. Here it is.
Her initial account of a 1996 trip to Bosnia.
I remember landing under sniper fire.
This newly released video debunks Hillary Clinton's recollection of a would-be dangerous encounter as First Lady.
There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles.
That was last week. Now, confronted with new evidence, the New York senator is backpedaling.
You know, I made a mistake in describing it. I have said many times, I have talked about this many times, that we were, you know, very much told by the Secret Service and the military that we were going into a war zone.
Clinton's campaign rival Barack Obama is blasting the remarks, saying they are all part of a pattern in which Clinton tries to exaggerate her role in policymaking during her husband's administration.
Oh, that's enough.
Oh, gosh, lighten up, guy.
Yeah, these guys all fight with each other. And make no mistake, we're now in the third administration of Barack Hussein Obama, who, man, as bad as he is, not as bad as Hillary, but still, he didn't really get elected, so I hate his guts. But here's Brian Williams. Remember, he said he was in a helicopter shot down by an RPG. Then a group of helicopters got shot at. Turns out none of it was true. He's the fact checker on MSNBC and NBC. He fact checks the president. So when you're like the known liar of the planet, well, then you are the fact checker. Hell, you should go run Snopes. They're the only people that are bigger liars than him. Here it is. See?
Our colleague Brian Williams is back in Kuwait City tonight after a close call in the skies over Iraq. Brian, tell us about what you got yourself into.
Well, in the end, Tom, it did give us a glimpse of the war being fought as few have seen it. We asked the U.S. Army to take us on an air mission with them. They accepted. We knew there was risk involved. We knew we would be flying over Iraq. We discussed it. We weren't cavalier about it. We took off, and that is right about when things started to happen.
What's the weapon status?
Right now, it should still be locked and loaded on safe.
Indeed, just before we're able to make our drop, radio traffic makes clear this routine mission is running into trouble.
We took fire on the way in. We currently are not under fire. I say again, not under fire, but we look for some type of security. Over.
We quickly make our drop and then turn southwest. Suddenly, without knowing why, we learn we've been ordered to land in the desert. On the ground, we learned the Chinook ahead of us was almost blown out of the sky. That hole was made by a rocket-propelled grenade, or RPG, fired from the ground. It punched cleanly through the skin of the ship, but amazingly...
Okay, let's stop right there. Turned out that wasn't even true, and he later lied and said it was his helicopter. Okay, so everybody remembers that. Now he is the main fact checker. Now, let's get real here. The truth is, if somebody's sitting in a TV studio, you can't question them. AOC, Biden, Hillary, Brian Williams, actually all are part of a secret space force operation. I was the captain. We went up into orbit to save the International Space Station last year. Here's actual footage of it. Can we show it? And the Earth was under attack, but we launched. We went up there, and we took the aliens out before they could destroy the Earth. Okay? This is actual footage right here that you're watching. If you're a TV viewer, this is what happened to the Earth, but Hillary had a time machine, went back in time and stopped it. Of course, none of that's true, but it doesn't matter because I work for Snopes and I work for Brian Williams, and I am the fact checker. Of course, the truth is the globalists do want to destroy the Earth. That's their plan. They work for old Beelzebub. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted in Infowars. Drugstore.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Republic back, we have to admit that we've lost it. You could fairly say, and I don't think it's open for argument, that this country was born on July 4th, 1776, and that it died on January 20th, 2021. Richard N. Haas of the Council on Foreign Relations, who, by the way, guys, I've been meaning to do this for a week. It's in the workout area, workout gym. This building has a workout gym for the crew and myself, small gym. I've got a desk in there, and on it is a foreign affairs publication of the CFR bimonthly. Has an eagle on the front. I'd like to show people that this segment if I can. So will somebody just go over to the gym, and on the table is a book And will you please bring me the bi-monthly book? It's a book. It's not a magazine. And I will show you what I'm talking about. But just going back, I've been meaning to show this for a couple days. I keep forgetting to bring it over here. Richard and Haas said on the 7th of January, after the, quote, most deadly attack since Pearl Harbor and 9/11, where one cop had a heart attack 2 days later and four citizens were killed because of a small riot. It was a giant crowd, but a very small group rioted. He said that this you could mark as the end of America and American exceptionalism, but that's all they've been preaching forever, is the end of the country and how America's not open for business. So when they turn the oil and the gas and the coal off, when they cut the pipelines off, and when they let China run these internal tariffs against us and India and everybody else, you don't have a chance to have meaningful jobs and businesses here. And not with Agenda 2030, Agenda 21, that comes in with all these regulations that are designed, the system admits, to make it prohibitive to do business. Unless you're a globalist multinational corporation that writes the laws where you're basically exempt from it. And that's what's so frustrating about this New World Order, is that the Chinese people are being exploited. They're not given all our jobs because the Chinese want to empower their people. They're doing it because they're slaves and they're being used to leverage out control economically of the planet. And when you look at a Greta Thunberg or you look at a Klaus Schwab or you look at any of these people, they all have private jets. They live in big mansions. They have 3, 4, 5 kids. They live opulent lifestyles. But then they literally tell you, like John Kerry does, oh, no, 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 I have a private jet. You just can't fly commercial. You can't go on a vacation once a year. And there's all these sycophants just worshiping these people, and they get away with it, and they get away with it, and they get away with it. And now they just believe it's their right to do all of this. So here's the Foreign Affairs publication I wanted to show you. I was digging through one of my offices and found this from a couple years ago. This is a July-August 2019 issue. And you read this, and it's all about how America sucks and America's over and how America is a worthless place to be and how we're a joke. And this is the ruling class in America that sold us off to foreign powers, made themselves fabulously rich, that is now conducting a purge of the military, saying that white people are and conservatives are inherently bad, to divide and conquer all of us while they dissolve the country's very borders. This is a takeover. What happened to the American century? And they just talk about how pathetic we are and how it's all over. The truth is, Trump had already reversed much of what they did and put the country back on a decent course, but they reversed the whole thing. Yeah, there's lots of other articles. The American dream is an illusion. Don't stand up for your country. Let us sell it off. The self-destruction of American power. Washington squandered the unipolar movement. Oh, just the whole thing is how America's trash. And now we're going to show you your trash because you're never going to reopen again. And China will be open forever. And so all the investment's going to go there. And it's real simple. Then all their investments are guaranteed. Stroke of the pen. Law of the land. Kind of cool. And so there is Biden right now giving a live speech at the White House about how he's going to give you all this free stuff. So let me see. You got one $2,000 check for the first half of the year being shut down. And now the next half of the year, into this year, you're shut down and you get $2,000. But even though that won't pay for the average person for even a month, it all now goes into big box stores and Amazon and things that are allowed to stay open in this whole giant fraud. And so I'm going to hit the latest incredible COVID numbers of people fighting back in some real rays of sunshine with Oak Farm Seed to the Table, Naples, Florida, and how a movement like this expanding is how we're going to have our free society in the future, where we have our enclaves of free association, where we do not submit, where we stand together, and where we support each other. So I don't bring you all of this news and all of this information to be negative and to make you feel bad and to take your hope. The only hope you've got is being honest about how much trouble we're all really collectively in and understanding that any quarter, any support, anything we give the globalists will be used against us. This is a very cold-blooded takeover. And these globalists don't like each other either. I mean, they are now. You read about it. Hillary, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, they don't. They'll come in and eat $500 dinner. They don't give $1 tip. That's just the beginning of these people. They are just ruthless trash. The most soulless, hateful, inbred, demonic people the world could ever imagine. And that's why they lust after control of your body, your health, your mind, and that's why you cannot let them have it, and you have to understand that this is the animating contest of liberty that Thomas Jefferson talked about, and that you get stronger fighting back. You don't get strong submitting, and oh, just 2 more months, 3 more months, 6 more months, a year, another year, okay, 5 years, okay, the masks never come off. Psaki, the press secretary, we got that clip coming up. She said, oh, no, the mask never comes off, even to get the vaccine. It's never coming off. We're going to go to break. I just briefly, again, want to remind listeners that I'm very thankful for your support. And without you, we will not be here into the future. I want to thank you for supporting us and buying books and films and T-shirts and non-GMO heirloom seeds and storable food. All of it is the highest quality you're going to find out there for decent prices. There's always stuff that costs way more that you could say is better than storable food. But for the price, it's the best stuff out there. It's what I choose for my family. I would get prepared. I would get ready now, and I would support this broadcast and support local stations. We have Turbocharge Your Natural Defenses, these incredible new sales, DNA Force Plus selling out, with the PQQ, the CoQ10, the Rolls-Royce for your cells. It is at 25% off selling out. Ultra 12 back in stock, highest quality B12 taken under the tongue for higher absorption. Read all the things that B12 does. This is the highest end you're going to get. It's amazing. 50% off. Liquid Pure Turmeric is selling out, but it's still massively discounted. The powdered turmeric bodies is sold out. Lung Cleanse Plus sold out, back in stock, sold out for a while. It's now back in stock, 50% off. And we have the Trader Joe's T-shirt. But let's go out to break with, let's come back from break with Joe Biden and some of the math he's engaged in, about 300 Americans. And he's got 200 million dosages for you. Doses. Wow, what a time to be alive. I'll tell you this, it's not going to be boring. Not going to be boring. They're coming for your guns and the rest of the speech. And they're openly saying they want to kill you and your family. And they've got a plan to carry it out. All right, we'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Lockdowns can run on for a long time.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta
touch. So we tried to take the country back. We took large parts of the world back from the globalists. They counterstruck through fraud and installed Joe Biden. Huge article at Time Magazine just bragging about it all. We'll cover it some next hour. Max Kaiser is going to be joining us as well. But I want to take calls the first half hour, but I only want to put about six or seven callers on the board. So I don't want to make other people hold. I'll take six, seven calls, start of the next hour, then Max Kaiser comes on, bottom of the hour. Is America done for? Is America beyond the point of no return? I think it is. But unlike a person that dies, republics can rise again. But if we don't get back to God and back to common sense and back to reality, we have no hope. You know, I almost felt guilty after the show yesterday, reading you news articles out of the German news of per city thousands of young boys taken and placed with brutal pedophiles to live with pedophiles and be raped by them so that they would never be heterosexual and have children as part of a depopulation program. 30,000 in one German state alone. The nuns delivering little boys to be gang raped by up to 30 men, 20, 30, 40 men, it's described, till they were bleeding everywhere. You think I want to tell you that stuff? That's what's in the police reports. That's what's in the confessions. That's what's coming out in these trials. That's the government. That's liberals. They're about selfishness and killing babies in the womb, out of the womb, killing old people. They're not the moral high ground. They're monsters. And when you see them and they look evil and they act evil and they don't look normal, there's a reason. Because they are turned over to a spirit of destruction and of raw seeking of power. Not because they're powerful, but because they're weak. Now, here's Saki. Every time I say this woman's name, kind of ruins Saki for me. I like Saki. I don't like this Saki lady. You know, she was one of the operatives under Obama. She's back in. She's the one making fun of her military and all the rest of it. She's the globalist. And she said, oh, no, no, no. The vaccine doesn't mean you take the mask off. The vaccine doesn't mean you stop social distancing. Oh, no, because it doesn't help you. You see, here she is.
What we're also trying to do is make our health and medical experts available to ensure people understand, and I'll reiterate it here today, it's not just a vaccine. It's obviously an incredible medical breakthrough, and we want every American to have one. But even if you're vaccinated, social distancing, wearing masks are going to be essential, and we'll need to continue communicating about that through health and medical experts.
So what do you say to those folks? What do you say to the folks like those that we saw in this video? I believe one of the folks who owns or runs that store who said he doesn't believe that 450,000 Americans.
Yeah, all those big giant Trump rallies, and you guys make up your COVID cases with your fake PCR test, which you now admit is 96% fake, and so now you want anal swabs. It's always more, 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 and the UN says they want rapid reaction teams to come in your house, and Bill Gates came out earlier this week and said that. I never played the clip. I'm going to play it next hour, guys. Pull up that Bill Gates video. So this is all going down. Now, if you look at this nice grocery store, Oak Farms Seed to Table, it simply says there is no law in Florida, and if you don't want to wear one, you don't have to. Oh my gosh, they're not buying into the cult. They're educated. They're into health food. They're happy. Almost no one is wearing a mask. If you want to be an idiot, go ahead. But the globalists all use social pressure. Peer pressure. Were they worried about all the TB coming in out of the third world killing millions? Were they worried about all the scabies, all the bubonic plague? Oh, no, 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 no. They're just worried about something they claim killed 400,000 people. But as the owner said, that's pure bull. They're counting all the other deaths as that. We had the same number of deaths roughly in 2020 that we had in 2019. And that's the facts. They know that. This is all a giant lie, but they're habituating hysteria and hypochondria over the common cold. And if you go to the wrong hospital, they'll intubate your ass when you got it. They'll kill you because they get $53,000 when they intubate you. You can hire the best hitman out there for $53,000. But that's why it's only certain hospitals that are doing all the killing. Like certain hospitals harvest the baby parts. Governor Northam is one of those doctors that ran a hospital that harvested babies. It's why they hired him. It's why he's passing laws to kill babies after they're born. This is a ghoul group. This is a science fiction horror movie. You're in 2021 and ain't cute and only waking up. Well, stop it. Here's a little bit of a boil down that we put together with a little bit of scary music over it because it's so scary to see free-range humans not covering their dirty pie holes. Here it is.
We all fantasize about a time when we won't have to wear the masks anymore. It's not now. But some at a supermarket in Florida appear to have decided that the time is now. Look at this. This was the scene at Oaks Farm Seed and to Table Market in Naples today. NBC Sam Brock took this video, which went viral. It looks like it was taken pre-pandemic, right? Most customers and employees not wearing masks at all.
The scene inside Oaks Farm Seed to Table Market, taken less than 24 hours ago, shows employees and customers, young and old, almost entirely without masks.
The store's policy includes mask exemption guidelines. The sign says if you have a medical condition that you don't have to wear a mask, and nobody inside will ask about medical conditions, so masks are not enforced. The owner told Sam Brock this when questioned about the policy.
Is your position then about medical exemptions, or is it about the fact that you don't think masks work and that the virus is not a real...
I know that the masks don't work, and I know that the virus has not killed 400,000 people in this country. That's total hogwash.
And this rhetoric creates backlash in this community before, not just for his positions on COVID and masks, but also for how he characterized the social justice movement as well. Dickhead.
Florida does not have a mask mandate, but masks do work. The science is crystal clear.
Oh.
In July, the CDC director said the United States could get COVID under control in 4 to 8 weeks if we would only all wear masks.
And stay in our houses, which we did, and of course it didn't fix anything, except bankrupt the whole planet, which you guys doubled your money on. Shep Smith said so. No evidence of election fraud. And, the ACLU came out and said it's true. that biological men can be in women's sports, they have no advantage. Guys, let's type in biological men in women's sports. Can we show some of the wrestling footage, the boxing footage, the bike racing footage, the 100-yard dashes? Where you'll have big dudes powerlifting, breaking national, international championships. Like, whoa! I mean, because these aren't just dudes that are effeminate looking that say that they're a woman. This is huge, giant dudes that were previously, in one case of powerlifting, was already competing at the collegiate level and is now a champion.
Oh, duh. I can't win as a boy, so I'm a girl. That's right. I'm a girl.
What a circus, man. What an incredible circus. This is, I guess, Minnesota. You got all the girls with their burkas on. Who used to put the Muslims down for wearing burkas and hijabs? Hell, we wear, men wear them. It's all a sign of submission. And there's so much of this footage, ladies and gentlemen. Now, here's some black dudes just smoking the girls. But it's all right. These black dudes could not beat the other black dudes in track. So they just said, hey, I'm going to, you know, put some pigtails on. Put some blonde pigtails on, and we're off to the races, quite literally. So, I just want to say that I salute the Oak Farms Seed to Table, and I want to see if they have an online deal for anything like beans or seeds or anything. And I'm going to reach out to Seed to Table, and I'm going to see, I'm going to buy some stuff from them here in Texas. I'm going to reward not being cowards. I'm going to reward fighting tyranny. We need to get this duplicated. Now, they know legally they can't make you wear a mask because of asthma or anxiety. So that's why when they first started this a year ago, they go, now, don't make people at stores if they say they have a health problem. Oh, but still, the virtue signalers still enforce it. They still enforce it. Even though it kills their bottom line, everybody just goes to Amazon. They don't care. They love it, the petty power of being able to do it. Coincidence, COVID death rates plummet in weeks following Biden's inauguration. Experts flabbergasted. But don't be fooled. They're going to take a little bit of pressure off and then clamp that sucker down 10 times harder. 5 years at least. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers issues new statewide mask mandate 1 hour after state GOP voted to repeal previous mask mandate, and so is the Supreme Court. But he'll just keep passing new laws even though he needs to be repealed. He needs to be withdrawn, recalled. He needs to be taken out of there. These are all petty dictators, but the people are waking up. But we need prosecutions of Bill Gates, prosecutions of Fauci. We need them to get in trouble. We need their emails, their coordination that have come out about how they're doing it for virtue signaling and to create control and to create fear and to vertically integrate and to set the precedent to do whatever they want, whenever they want. See the full video of the horror. MSM freaked out by shocking video of maskless supermarket. And it goes on from there. So much to break down. All right, hour number two. I got so much to tell you. I'm not even going to tell you what's coming up next hour because there's just so much of it. But it's all extremely important on the upcoming impeachment trial, on Trump's great letter resigning from the Screen Actors Guild, and the CIA plan to kill you and your family. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.